Matthew 7. Beginning then with the 24th verse. And hang on. Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. I want you to notice something here. Jesus said, not only did this man hear the word, but he did the word. Notice something else. Jesus did not ever guarantee you that a storm would not come. In fact, quite the contrary. This verse almost guarantees you that the storms will come. But here's the good part. He said that if you are like this wise man that built his house upon the understanding of his word, then hell or high water, no matter how bad the storm gets, you have a personal guarantee from Jesus Christ himself that your house will not go down the river. Well, wouldn't it behoove you and I to find out why that word therefore is therefore? Why the word therefore means, based upon the foundation of what I have already said, hear this. What's he saying then? He's saying that if I would be a doer of his word, that I would build my house on a rock so solid that hell or high water, it would not go down the river. Then it would behoove you and I to find out exactly what sayings Jesus is talking about that we are supposed to build our house on. I know what I used to preach his sayings were. They were the ones that I liked. The works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works than these, for I go to my Father. Now that is one saying that I can have a cup of tea over. I like that one. But it just so happened that is not the sayings that he is talking about. How many of you would do the sayings that Jesus is talking about? You would do them if you knew that you knew that you knew that in doing them, that hell or high water, they ain't a thing this side of hell the devil could do about your house. How many of you would do them? We don't really have to back up very far to find out why he put the word therefore in there. We don't really have to back up very far to find out what he is basing this house on the rock on. In fact, to get ourselves in real deep water, we really only have to back up to the first verse of the 7th chapter. Do you want to know what sayings he's talking about? Tighten your spiritual belt, because here we go. Judge not that you be not judged. How many of you would rather go back to the works that I do? You'll do also in greater works than these, for I go to my Father. Judge not, and he said, you will not be judged. And this gets real interesting. The second verse. For with the judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with the measure that you met or measure out in judgment, it shall be measured on you again. Now, isn't this interesting? When I first was turned on to the word, oh, you know how we kept it right down to the T. And when I ran in to judge not, then you will not be judged. I thought, well, you know, it would be real nice to have people treat me the way that I want to be treated. And it seems the way to get people to treat me the way I want to be treated is to treat them likewise. So I made my mind up. If he said, judge not, that I will not be judged, that Mr. Goody Two-Shoes was born. Well, you'd have to tie me up and pull my fingernails out to get me to say anything ugly about anyone. And I thought in doing that, people would quit being ugly to me. Wrong. In fact, Mark 4 guarantees you quite the contrary. It says, Satan cometh immediately. Immediately to do what? Immediately to steal the word. Amen. In fact, the gooder I got, the badder people got. In fact, it seems like they lined up just to have their turn. Have you ever been there? And I said, but God, you said that if I don't judge, then I won't be judged. And I quit judging, and it seems like people are coming in crowds to judge me. But you said, judge not, and I won't be judged. No, he didn't. In fact, he's talking about building your house on the rock. He guaranteed you the storms would come, the stream would rise, the wind would beat on your house. All he guaranteed you is that your house would not go down the river. Therefore, the judgment he is talking about is in the spirit, not in the natural. As long as there's people running around in this world, and as long as there's a devil on the loose, people are going to seek you out for the sole purpose of being ugly to you. The judgment he was talking about is spiritual judgment. Spiritual. What are you saying, Roberson? If I refuse to judge you, then Satan does not have the power, no matter what it looks like, to judge my house that causes it to go down the river. He didn't say you wouldn't be ugly to me. He said as ugly as you was, or anybody else, or circumstances, or money, or plagues. He's saying that Satan does not have the power to judge my house. And in doing Jesus' sayings is the only refuge in a house that will not go down the river. Every time I get dry, something's fixing to happen. I could be real spiritual and type it. You know, I could type it. I just had a drink of the Holy Ghost. Well, this continues to get more interesting. Again, look at the second verse. For with the judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with the measure that you measure out in judgment, it shall be measured to you again. And why? Why beholdest thou the mote that's in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that's in thine own eye? Or how wilt you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? And Jesus brings one strong conclusion to this. He says, thou hypocrite. Is this strong? He says, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Now let's look at this for a minute. What in the world is a hypocrite? Jesus called this man that refused to get the beam out of his eye, but judged another man for having a mote in his eye. Jesus called this man a hypocrite. What is a hypocrite? I know this much about a hypocrite. A hypocrite cannot be a hypocrite without knowing that he is one. A hypocrite cannot be a hypocrite without knowing that he is one. A hypocrite is someone that will say one thing and he'll do another. A hypocrite is someone that will preach one thing and he'll live another. A hypocrite is somebody whose life speaks so loud that you can't hear what he's saying. A hypocrite, he said, is someone who, with a beam in his own eye, he continues to judge his brother for the mote that is in his. Now, before I get myself lost here, we're going to take a look at another verse that it has taken me 11 years to understand. 11 years. And while you're looking at me, I'm supposed to spiritually define or bring an operation of the Spirit to the level of your understanding that you can build your house on a rock. I'm supposed to do that in the next 30 minutes. 11 years. But now let's look at this verse. 6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. I've never really understood what that meant. The reason I could never understand what that verse meant is because I broke the cardinal rule. The cardinal rule is never ever take a verse out of its context. How many knows that's a cardinal rule? We tend to create and make man-made doctrines out of verses we pull out of context and wonder how come they don't carry any power with them. Well, I'll guarantee you, by the time we're done with your spirit, if you will take heed and have them kind of ears to hear, you're going to have one more solid row of foundation on that rock that hell can do nothing about. No, I've never understood that, even in my King James and in your King James. They've got that royal little mark that says, Jesus changed the subject. Well, you know what I found out? Just because King James said Jesus changed the subject does not necessarily mean that Jesus changed the subject. Amen or amen. How many of you found that to be true? Well, I says, Lord, if I quit taking this, cast not that which is holy before the dogs and your pearls before swines, lest they trample it under feet and then turn again and rend you. If I quit taking this out of context, then what in the world does it mean? Well, I asked them that seemed to be somewhat among them, and the most common answer that I got was, when God reveals a precious, precious truth to you, don't carry it over and give it to the sinner. Because he'll trample it under his feet and turn around and make a mockery out of it. That's the most common answer I got. And the preacher will get up and he'll preach that one time. And out of the next side of his mouth, he'll get up and say, bring the sinner. Set him in church. Set him under the word. And in a half hour, they'll bring more precious pearls and holy things forth than you can shake a stick at. You think that sinners don't go out laughing and mocking? You want to know how many times you've been laughed at for speaking with tongues? Oh, you have. And I says, Lord, is this what it means to cast pearls before swine and holy before dogs? And I couldn't get a clearance in my spirit, because if there's anything that Dave Roberson wants, it's to build a house on God's rock that hell can't do anything about.
And to do that, he said, I must understand his word. I must. And what does it mean to cast a pearl before a swine? What does it mean? Actually, the fifth and sixth verses are one thought. Hang on. Five again. He said, thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's. I give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Think about this for a minute. Again, what's a hypocrite? A hypocrite is somebody whose life speaks louder than what they're saying. A hypocrite is someone that says one thing and then he does another. Did you know that God knew that you and I would have faults? Is there a faultless one among us? Raise your hand. We're going to put you up front and watch you be raptured. Is there a faultless one among us who does not have any faults, who doesn't get angry, who isn't short-tempered at times? Is there a faultless one that goes the second mile? A faultless one that prays for those that despitefully uses you, loves them that hate you? Is there a faultless one that always has a reaction according to the Word of God in every incident that comes into your life? No. No. But what Jesus classified as this hypocrite is someone who has faults, but he judges his brothers of the same faults. He's the one Jesus called a hypocrite. And I think in human nature we tend to destroy in other people what we hate in ourselves. God didn't say that you and I wouldn't have faults. God knows that we do. But what he was saying is when you judge your brother of the same fault that you have cast your pearls before swine because you empower the devil then to take that judgment that you're guilty of when you judged him, and it empowers him to turn around and judge you back with the same judgment, the same measure that you measured to him. The only way you can cast your pearls before swine is that holy thing that you're guilty of not keeping, judging your brother for, and when you do, you empower the devil with that truth you would not keep to judge you with because you judged your brother. When you judged your brother of the faults that you possess, you're the one that cast the pearl before the swine. You're the one that cast the holy thing before dogs by refusing to live what you was judging him of. You empowered the devil to pick that pearl up and turn around and rend you. The same measure you measure out, he turned around. And he measures back on your house and causes your house to go down the river in the middle of the storm. Let's take it a step further. But in order for me to walk in the fullness of his spirit, as Matthew in the parable of the sower said, good ground. He not only heard the word, but he understood it. I'm hungry. I thank God that the Holy Spirit has taught me to meditate. Let's think about this. What would I not rather do? Nah, I'm so faulted. I don't think I'd have a right to say anything about you. What should I do rather? What should I do rather than judge you? What should I do? What would I like God to judge back on me in the Spirit? I would like to do to you what I would like God to do to me. That's what this seventh verse is about. We can't stop here. That's what verse 7's about. When it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even to them. This is the law and the prophets. Well, if I'm not going to judge you and cast my pearls before swine, what should I do? That's what he said. He said, ask, ask, ask who? Ask God, and he'll give me good things for who? For my brother who I refuse to judge. I'm going to do to him what I would like him to do to me, and that's pray that God will give me some good thing to give him to help get the mote out of his eye, because I refuse to let a beam enter mine. See, well, I thought we came to a revival meeting. If you don't call anchor in your house to this kind of rock, then what could you call this? What do you want? I've made my mind up. Nothing's going to pour out of here when it's my privilege to come and serve you as your servant from his table. Nothing's going to pour out of here but what the Holy Spirit said to pour out. Well, and this gets interesting. This gets interesting. He says, how much more will he give good things to them that ask him? For whatsoever you would that men do to you, he said, do to them likewise. Well, then if I pray and ask good things for you instead of judging, then God is going to turn around and do to me and my house like I was doing to you and your house. Because in doing good, I cast my pearls before God, and he picks it up and blesses me with it. Well, what kind of house is this then? Well, let's go on then. Now we understand in the 24th verse, verse 24. Go on over there. In verse 24, I'm sorry, that we understand this better. Notice this word, therefore, or in conclusion to, or based on what I've already said. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Told you he was only giving me so long. Told you to hang on. God, I can hardly wait till tomorrow night, as we continue the spirit probe.